Welcome in, lovers. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. I'm your host, Lola Darling. Let's vibe. Hi, lovers. Welcome into the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Got another solo episode here for you today, and I want to talk about perfection. Perfection is literally one of the things that eats us alive as humans, as women especially. We're so conditioned that we need to be perfect, and that if we're not perfect, then something is wrong with us, and so then we need to like change it or switch it and do all of this work to perfect it, right? Or like fit into this box of perfection that society has painted us to fit into. And it's just not working. It's something that we just need to like leave in the patriarchy. As we leave it behind, like perfection gets to leave with it. And this has been something that I have struggled with a lot in my life, like perfection paralysis, where the things that I've created, I then freeze and don't share because they don't feel perfect. Or maybe they were perfect at the moment that I created them, but 3 days later I changed, because we're all changing so fast and evolving so fast that then they don't feel like me anymore. And so then I'm just like having this freeze response and not sharing anything, right? And this is happening to multiple people that I talk to. It's not just me, where then we're literally depriving the world of our magic, of our transmission, of the wisdom that we're here to share, of our magic, because we feel like it's not perfect. And here's the thing about perfection is perfection also like is encoded with all these things that like, oh, when I'm perfect, then I'll be worthy. But is that really true? Because the more we try and be perfect, it's actually masking the deeper wounds that we carry of feeling unworthy, of not feeling good enough. And that tends to be what sparks or initiates within us this need or desire to be perfect in the first place. It's that we're trying to feel worthy by making everything pretty and perfect and fit into this perfect little box, and then we'll be worthy. But what if we were just born worthy as we are? And no amount or level of perfection makes anybody more or less worthy. So perfection just gets to like be control-alt-deleted from our psyche, right? Although it takes a lot of work to like get ourselves to this point where we're able to like let go of the perfection. It takes practice. It takes like allowing yourself to be messy, to look messy, to go out in public messy and just like in your rawness and your truth, right? Like show up on social messy and chaotic and even like scatterbrained and like in your pajamas or like no filter and like just like let yourself be perfectly imperfect. Like that is actually the magic. That is the rawness. That is the truth of like who we came here to be. We came to be authentic. We didn't come to be perfect. Let me say that again so it lands, right? Like we came here to be authentic. We didn't come here to be perfect. With the coding of perfection, we actually are pulling away from the threads of our authenticity, because when we're trying to be perfect, we're trying to tweak everything from its natural order, from the natural expression that it wants to be to move through us or be created through us, to get it to fit into a box. And authenticity doesn't fit into a box. Authenticity breaks open the box and steps outside of it. We are here to be authentic. We are not here to be perfect. And here's the other connection that I've been making with perfection, and it's one of these keys that I am learning to embody and live and then teach as well, is the key between our perfection and our worthiness, right? Or deeper layer than that is this worthiness on one side and the superiority complex on the other side. And here's what I mean by that. So if we are somebody, and most of us have this, right, this wounding around feeling unworthy or not good enough or even too much, like if we feel like too much, that's still in the category of our worthiness and like not being enough because we're too much, like all of these like nuances in the psyche that we're conditioned into, right? But on the one hand, we have like our worthiness or these deep feelings of unworthy or I'm not lovable. And so what do we, the psyche does and the parts of self and the body does to move us through life with this deep feeling that we have that's sort of like encoded into us of not feeling worthy or not feeling good enough, is we create this part of self to protect us. And this part of self in some people, and I notice this in myself, which is why I'm able to transmit this, and I fully believe that a lot of people have this, and this might just like unlock something for you in your unworthiness practice or your worthiness practice, right? But like, and that's, we've create this part or this mask or this like alternate identity of superiority, of feeling better than or like too good, or putting ourselves on a pedestal above people around us that we're not seeing as perfect. And when we don't see them as perfect, but we, you know, we try so hard to be perfect. And so what all of that striving for perfection has created within us is sort of this alter ego of superiority. But the truth is that this identity or this part of self that feels superior or that has put itself on a pedestal in the psyche or in the body mind is actually just a mask. It's just an identity that keeps us from having to feel the deep feelings of feeling unlovable or feeling unworthy or feeling not good enough. And these kind of work in synchronicity, right? It's like the more unworthy we start to feel, or the more the parts of us that are feeling unworthy start to sort of like bubbled up to get attention or to be addressed and to be healed and integrated, the superiority side of this equation starts to get louder, where we start to feel like, oh, we've done it all. We've done all the work. We're there already. Like, these people need to be catching up to me, or I'm better than them, whatever your superiority part speaks like, right? But the truth is it's a glass box that needs to be shattered, because it's a mask. It's actually just place, a part that we place within us to protect ourselves and to keep ourselves safe from having to feel unworthy. And the perfectionism that we seek kind of sits in the middle of this key. If you think of it as an infinity loop with worthiness on one side and the superiority on the other, the perfectionism we seek sits in the middle of this key where it's feeding both parts. And to break this, like, both parts need to be like broken down and healed and integrated into the whole of self. And a really powerful way to do this within yourself and within your work, when you're working in this realm for yourself or with clients or whoever, is to really take a long, deep look at yourself in the mirror with these feelings of unworthiness or superiority, whichever one feels more alive, right? Like, connect to both of those parts within you, looking in the mirror or like closing your eyes in a meditation and really feeling into both of those sides of the self. Because to be quite frank, if you have one, you probably have the other. Like, I really truly believe, and this is my own belief and opinion and something that has come through my own healing journey, that these two are, they're in an interrelationship. Like, there's not really a separation. They're a key. And unlocking the key sets them both free, sets both sides of the equation, both parts of self free. And so the turning point of the key is to really embody and embrace the belief of, I am imperfect and I am worthy. I am imperfect and I am worthy. And when you unlock that for yourself, you begin to unlock it in the world around you and in the people around you and in your friends and your family. And as you see them, it opens up this space to allow everyone else in your world to also be imperfect and worthy, instead of like how this mask of this identity of the superiority complex kind of works, is it kind of picks everybody else apart and judges them, right? And puts them in this box of not being perfect because they have this one flaw or they have this one thing. But none of us are here to be perfect. So we really, really, really need to dial back and do our best to stop judging. To stop judging ourselves for our imperfection, and to stop judging each other and everyone in the world around us, and even like what we're taking in with our five senses on a daily basis. Like, we judge so much, and the judgment comes from holding everything to this unreliable standard of perfection that we've been conditioned we must achieve, or we must live at, or we must be and exist in, that it actually doesn't exist. If you look at nature, or you observe the elements and everything in the external world around us, right, that's not material, but like earthly nature, it's extremely imperfect, right? Like the nodules on the tree, or the knots in the wood that you go to cut, or, you know, the wild, untamed nature of the ocean and the wind and the rain and all of it. Like, nature is imperfectly perfect. And we are here so deeply connected and intertwined with nature. Like, we are nature. We are elemental in our nature. There is no separation between us and the elements, between us and nature. So then why would nature get to go be all imperfect and still be beautiful and worthy and magical? But we cannot. This is the lie that we tell ourselves to make ourselves believe that we are separate somehow, and that perfection is something to seek outside of ourselves to keep us motivated. But if we crack that glass and let it just explode from our psyche to where it's no longer something we even desire, like, we can stop desiring to be perfect and just start living and enjoying being authentic and real and raw and alive and in our true nature. And connected and elemental, right? We're here to be authentic. We're not here to be perfect. I am imperfect, and I am worthy. I hope this lands for you. It's a really, really deep practice to begin playing with yourself and embodying and noticing how it allows things to start falling away that are no longer serving you, or false parts of self, to false identities, right, to start sort of getting untangled from your psyche and your identity and your true self and your wholeness. And you get to bring in the parts that are, you know, feeling unworthy, and you get to bring in the part that's been protecting you with the superiority for so long and give it a new role, or let it return to its original essence of like, I am and I am love, or whatever its original essence may be, right? This is integration, and this is where we start changing our life. This is transformation. This is healing. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. And yeah, I really hope this lands for you. If this landed for you, please share it with a friend. Share it with somebody that you know strives and struggles with perfection. Follow my podcast so you always get the updates and the new episodes. I've got some juicy episodes coming for you. And please, please, please go check out my brand new Instagram channel at Elemental Embodied. I'm starting a movement and really starting to educate more on integration and embodiment and holistic wellness and spiritual growth, and how we can really come home to our true nature, to our wholeness of self, to the remembrance of our elemental nature and our interrelationship and interdependence with Gaia, Mother Earth, with all of the elements, and how that actually helps open up space within us for more balance and more freedom. And not only that, it allows us to simplify the healing process rather than throwing in everything and making it so complex and overwhelming. And like, you have to do all of these things to be perfect, or you're never going to be healed right, or it's never going to land because you're not sober yet, or you're not doing all of the things all at once, right? It doesn't need to be like that. Healing is far from perfect. You're so beautiful, and you are perfect in your imperfection. Allow yourself to be. Thanks so much for listening.